U.S. intelligence on China and North Vietnam's capabilities to track Oxcart missions. This is a declassified CIA record released through the Black Vault. The document is a memorandum to the United States Intelligence Board dated September 22, 1967. The memorandum was released under the Freedom of Information Act, with no specific case number provided. It was declassified by the CIA on an unspecified date. The document is a memorandum from the United States Intelligence Board addressed to the United States Intelligence Board. It is marked as special limited distribution and is one page in length. The memorandum states that General Carter reported to the board on the subject of increased Chinese Communist and North Vietnamese capabilities to track Oxcart missions. According to the memorandum, the Chinese Communist air surveillance facilities have continued to improve their ability to track Oxcart missions over North Vietnam since the program began on May 31, 1967. On the last mission of September 17, DLRVD air surveillance facilities and two DLRVD SAM sites tracked the aircraft for the first time. However, the SAM sites were unsuccessful in their search using the FAN Song radar. On September 18, SIGINT detected a practice tracking exercise in the Xi'an Air Defense District of Far West China, simulating an Oxcart mission from the northern Burma border to Lop Nor, Chuang Cheng Su, Lanchu, and back to the original point on the Burmese border. Similar simulated tracking of U-2 flights have been seen since the beginning of that program over China. The memorandum concludes that we can anticipate continued improvement in the tracking capability of both the Chinese Communists and the DLRVD against the Oxcart aircraft, with the consequent threat from SAM facilities. The United States Intelligence Board's memorandum on this subject was approved for release on an unspecified date. This is what the public record looks like at its most ordinary. For more information, visit storyflow.com. The canonical URL for this document is